One thing I didn't count on in doing a story on the world's smallest penguin was being shouted down by them in a building off the exhibit. It's kind of amazing that something this small, 8 to 10 inches tall and weighing 2.5 pounds, can make this much noise. Head keeper Ricky Kinley started explaining the reasons for putting bands on these little blue penguins before it got too loud and we had to go outside.
They all have a different color band so we can visually identify them from a distance. As you can see, they're making noise again because I'm talking, so they think I'm doing what they're doing. So that whenever they hear someone talking, they're like, hey, let's talk.
Little blue penguins are among 5 species the Cincinnati Zoo has and are the focus of Kinley's decades-long research. From the beginning, he wanted to get them into the water. They were standing around too much.
One of the important things with penguins, because they're a heavy-bodied animal, if they stand around too much, they can get a condition called bumblefoot, which is basically pressure sores on the bottom of their feet. So it's important that they spend a lot of time off their feet swimming, but also just like with humans, it's good to get a lot of cardiovascular activity, right? You want to get out and exercise.
Truth be told, zoo visitors would also like to see the little blue penguins swim more. So how to monitor that without having to watch them 24/7? RFID tags. Every penguin has one on each of its wings. The project began 4 years ago and the zoo is perfecting it. One big discovery in the data showed when the water was warmer, the penguins would swim more. Kinley and others installed heated rocks and warmed up the water. Only 5 of 17 penguin species live in Antarctica. The little blue penguin is not one of them.
So ordinarily it would be too cold, they wouldn't go out and swim. Now we're getting them going out and swimming. And so that's just increasing their time in the water, increasing their activity, making a life better for them. They're more visible to the public. So it's a lot of really cool things that came out of this.
On this day, they did their morning laps and were taking it easy during midday. The antennas are hidden in the exhibit and Kinley is still figuring out how exactly to use the data.
These data sets that we're collecting, we've already collaborated with the University of Cincinnati, and one of the professors there asked for our data set, which is the whole point in scientific community. You want to share your data and find as many people that would like to look at it and see what they could discover. That was one of the coolest things. This researcher at UC took our data and then started looking at which penguins were being social with each other.
There are plans to make the information about the penguins available to the public.
We could even have a piece of signage. That's one of our plans eventually, is to have a piece of signage that's in front of the habitat. So when a bird swims by, it identifies it for the viewers and then gives some stats about the bird. The name, how much he swims, you know, all that kind of stuff, his band color.
Kinley says this is just the tip of the iceberg, and this kind of research using RFID tags on penguins has never been done anyplace else. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.